The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, hour number two, and we're going to jump right into our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. My next guest last week posted a video addressing the church and the idea of, did the church, did the pastor, make any mention of the election process in this country? Here is a short audio clip before I introduce my guest, Victor Marx.
I would be the biggest hypocrite if I didn't, at least challenge those who profess the name of Christ to tell us and be forthcoming if they've given a nod to Biden's camp, which we absolutely know from Kamala Harris's her own tweets, her own words, that she is absolutely for the killing of children, all the way to late-term abortions, which is beyond mind-boggling. Because I defend and reach and help so many children around the world, again, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't take a stand for the most vulnerable children of all. I mean, today, this very day, I'm receiving comms as we're trying to rescue and recover and make safe an 8-year-old girl who was horribly raped. And people, regardless of political background, race, religion, they'll all come together with me on that, because nobody wants to see a child raped. And they believe the perpetrator should be pursued, prosecuted, and that's what we do. One aspect of our ministry and organization. But how about these little children who have no way to defend themselves, up to full term pregnancies, being gruesomely murdered? So let me encourage you, to give you permission, if you need it, to ask your pastor, did he vote for Biden or did he vote for Trump? Why is he quiet on the issue when the policies set forth and the positions are so different, so extreme on what we believe for biblical values, freedom of religion, and the protection of the unborn? Remember 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not giving you a spirit of fear. So go after it, be bold, and stand for what's right, and that's the unborn children. God bless you.
You're listening to the voice of the founder of All Things Possible Ministries. Victor Marx is my guest. Brother, thanks for coming on the program today. I hope you're well.
Thanks, Frank. And I am. And it's an honor to be on the show with you today.
Would you share with the listeners why you are so vocal on the issue of questioning church leadership at a time by which we've seen the elections come and go, and where pastors stood before the election?
Yeah, you know, first, I believe with everything that's happened with COVID and then this election, it's a shaking of the church. And I'm speaking specific in America. It's a real shaking of the church. I believe to find out who is walking with God, who is not, who is a professional Christian, who is someone that does really well inside their bubble of the world that they've created, but really is limited to that. And when the election came around, it was a very clear choice outside of just politics. It was a very clear choice on the sanctity of life. If a Christian or a pastor or ministry leader believes in the protection of children, And, of course, those most vulnerable, still in their mommy's tummy, if they really believe that it is God's will for these children to be given that chance to live outside of that womb, and they still never took a stand against the party or the ticket that is very pro-abortion and an extreme in their views by Kamala Harris's own words. If these men or women who claim leadership in the Christian world didn't have the backbone to stand up and at least say, as a believer, voting for them would not be in the best interest of protecting children, either not saying something or worse, voting for or promoting them or giving them the nod. And we've seen it after the election, the hearty congratulations, the posting of pictures, glee. And I thought, what in the world is wrong with these pastors? And I simply decided to, in the most respectful but direct way, call them to accountability. And for doing so, we hurt a lot of people's feelings because they don't want to be accountable. They don't want to have to answer to their congregants or their, you know, tithers, the fact that they didn't say something, they didn't stand up for basic life, I mean morality, and they just want this to go past. But I thought it was worth stepping up and challenging them to a level of accountability that we should have had a long time ago.
The latter part of the last clip I paid is an excerpt, an edit of a video clip that you posted on your site, victormarks.com. We only heard a part of it. But the last sentiment you shared was, in a sense, congregants, ask your pastor who they support. Now, here's the question. For those listening, they're like, really? You want me to ask my pastor who they voted for as I shake in my boots, et cetera, et cetera? Talk about those of us that sit in the church or watch online, and we don't question our pastors. We tend to worship them.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with the model that we have, that the pastor is the center of all ministry, when actually he's just like, say, a quarterback on a football team. He is one person. He is not the person. Because you remove one line member from an offensive team, and you'll see how great that quarterback is, or the lack thereof. And I think in the church, we have, including pastors, set them up to, the man behind the pulpit is the man, and that should kind of be what people, you know, reach for, instead of saying, he's just part of this team. He's to build up, encourage, exhort, use his gifts to teach the word, to build up, edify the body for the work of the ministry. And we put way too much emphasis on the one person on the radio show or his TV show or his books or his messages. And tell me, what's the difference between him and a motivational speaker? For some, nothing, including the amount of zeros put in their bank account. But the reality is the poor body of Christ is weak and anemic and doesn't have the, again, I use the term backbone, like a spiritual backbone to stand up to what's right or the justice aspect of what's wrong. But it tends to be grace, grace. And, of course, Victor, don't cause dissension. I'm like, well, you better read the New Testament. Some forget that the Holy Spirit actually smote a husband and wife for a lying. So my eyes get crossed sometimes. We recover, like the piece said, we help children and women who've been affected, traumatized, and we were from ISIS overseas to here in the U.S. to Southeast Asia. And it's just time for some people to stand up to challenge the status quo, or worse, challenge those that are trying to scam, hurt, or just make weak the body of Christ directly and indirectly. I mean, right before I got on, I'm on Instagram Live with this absolute sad situation of a girl playing a victim, and she's running for her life, and she needs help because she's been trafficked and satanically abused, and guess what? All of that is real, except she doesn't want help. I said, we can have a team with security and put you in a safe house. We'll find you in 3 hours. Just contact us. She doesn't want the help. And even there's a nonprofit helping her that's feeding into this very scamish narrative. Doesn't want help. Other organizations reaching out. Well, I can't trust anybody. Really? And yet Christians are the one that will be sucked into this simply because there's no accountability or no one to challenge and go, well, wait a minute. They're like, well, we can't, you know, blah, blah. Just it really boggles my mind, Frank, where Christians have the least amount of discernment versus some non-believers that are just like, hey, it walks like a duck and talks like a duck. You ought to, it just may be one.
Victor Marks is my guest. The website, VictorMarks.com, is the easiest to go to find the great work that they do at All Things Possible Ministries, ATP. So let's roll our sleeves up and get into that one. Discernment is one of the questions I was going to ask you about, and it goes like this. Someone may say, Victor, it's so easy to criticize, and we shouldn't divide the church, as it were, and yet what I want to ask you is, what does true Christian leadership look like to you? And God gives us the spirit of discernment, and if we don't use it, we're setting ourselves up to fall into the ploys of the evil one. So let's talk about leadership, and not everybody's going to like the way people lead, but where is the leadership in the Christian church and in the Christian community in this day and age? How are we doing in the West?
Well, by asking the very question, any Christian leader, most people are going to say, well, we're fine because we're doing it. And for me, just context for your listeners, I'm not a shepherd. I tried being a pastor. Wasn't any good at it. I'm very open about it. I'm more like the sheepdog. So I may run around and do nipping, but I will go after the wolf. And that's probably me, more in a situation of break glass in emergency and point me toward it. And so that's the context by what I come at. I mean, for my faith, I've been shot at by ISIS. My family, we've had to hide in Iraq. We've done, 90 missions, 14 pumps overseas, and spent time in the most high-risk places, trying to live our faith out and do what Christ wanted. So from that, I come back, and I see the commercialization and the softness of Christianity here in the U.S., and I look to the leaders. I look to the leaders and the men right away. And I go, okay, so why aren't you challenging works of darkness? Why are you nodding or looking the other way? I mean, come on, Thailand. Everybody knows Thailand as a, sex trafficking country. Do you know, recently, they just banned Pornhub, which is a, porn website, and 190 others, to keep them from coming in to their nation, because they know statistically it absolutely affects children and women who have access to it. So they're cutting it out. In America, we're not doing that. I mean, I think it's just this subtle compromise. And you know what? People go, Victor, you sound like you have a lot of angst or hate. I go, well, I do, but it is more about me hating the enemy, the works of darkness, addiction, broken marriages, demonic activity on people's lives, and I get very angry at leadership and churches that aren't willing to look at the full scale of things and stand up for what is right, but call it a type of, easy gracism.
Did I lose you? Victor Marks is my guest. There you are. I lost you for a moment.
Well, all this has got to be done out of love, right? Love has got to be our motivation. because that's what matters. And that's why we do it. And, you know, souls are at stake because we personally believe Jesus could return at any time. And if for some reason he doesn't in the near future, then we're definitely going to see him. But I would just encourage pastors to ask yourself, why won't you say something about just, I mean, you don't have to be a politician or political, but just simply say on the area of abortion, well, body of Christ, those who hear me, you should not lend a vote toward someone who is so pro-abortion that they don't care if a child is in their, you know, I mean, third trimester and they're allowed to kill them. I mean, that's just murder of a small little human. And I mean it when I say I have the conviction that if I didn't talk about this, you know, I'd be a hypocrite because we're helping children. I mean, we helped over 40,000 children in the Middle East who've been affected by ISIS. We've got safe houses in Southeast Asia. Here, we're recovering and working with law enforcement to help recover and help children who've been in sex trafficked. I mean, we actually do the counter-pedophile stuff, but we're a ministry. And I think Christianity has been so culturalized, it's turned away from the biblical aspect of does your faith make a difference in the culture that you're in, or do you just kind of blend and go with it and want church numbers to grow and your reach to get further, but to what end? I mean, to what end? Even the seeker-friendly movement, the founders of that who started out, they came out years back after years of it and said, yeah, we would do things differently. So I think we're supposed to make disciples of Jesus Christ, and I think we grow and are willing to lay down our lives for the cause of the gospel. And love people, even if it costs us our reputation, our, you know, whatever we hold dear, including our lives. Follow the Lord all the way so that we really are light in darkness.
Victor Marks is my guest. Again, their ministry, victormarks.com. The ministry is ATP, All Things Possible Ministries. Victor, as I listen to you, and I'm just kind of praying what question to throw your way, I'm kind of convicted in this one, and it goes something like this. People are listening, well, wow, God bless Victor, that's amazing, and wow, they do that, and oh my goodness, that's awesome, but I'm just me, I can't do anything except maybe try to protect myself from the media and just try to keep it together and read a little of the Bible. God doesn't want to use me, but he uses other people. Would you speak to the lie that God doesn't have a purpose and a plan for each and every person listening right now that professes faith in Christ?
Hey, Frank, thanks for calling it what it is. It's a lie. I mean, it's a lie. And again, I think this has been perpetuated by the model of the church that the guy behind the pulpit is what we should strive to be instead of he's a quarterback or a coach to equip the body to do the work of the ministry. Everybody listening who knows Christ, there's a lane you're supposed to run in. There's a small kingdom that you're over. Your effective reach, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, if you're a kid, it's encouraging your siblings or parents or vice versa, where you are at work, or if you're a pro athlete, or if you're in the business realm with the medical and law enforcement, military, it doesn't matter. There is a small kingdom that God has put you over to be a light, to usher and bring forth his big kingdom. And again, I think a truck driver delivering loads across the country is as important as an evangelist on the road. We're doing different things, but we both have that area of obedience that we're supposed to flourish in. Some people are meant to make money, and lots of it. And you know what? I call them funnelers because they know. And I've met them and known them, and we're thankful for them. They're like, I'm just good at making money. God's given me a gift. I said, well, then you warn that realm of resources, right? And do the best you can so that you can help put the, you know, the gas in the car for the ministries of whatever God's doing that he puts on your heart. And no one is so insignificant that God doesn't want to use them. We're just all in different places. And I'm telling you, man, and I tell people listening, you don't have to go to Iraq to show that, you know, you're passionate about the things of God. Yeah. Sometimes it's just, hey, be a faithful husband, serve your wife, be a good dad, wives, minister to your husband, love your children. Like, that's our first spot. And it's hard. I mean, it's extremely difficult. I've been married 32 years with 5 kids, and now we have grandkids. But the Bible says this, and I believe the word of God, that the Lord, he has preordained good works for us to do. So if he's already laid them out, all we have to do is get up every day and say, God, I'm going to stay spiritually fit by reading your word, talking to you, and listening to worship. Whatever the disciplines, for some, you need to be quiet. Some, you need to get off social media. Some, you need to cut out the drinking because it coats your mind, or the drugs, or too much sleep. Whatever it is, that silent aspect of discipline, get along with the Lord. And then every day, just walk with him. Mm. Just know his presence is near. And then let him open the doors for what you're to do in whatever capacity. Some of you have blogs, or you do social media, and you're reaching a lot of people, which could be 10. So don't get caught up on the likes, you know, or who follows you. Just be faithful to use it as a platform. And I think whatever we do, we glorify the Lord. And again, for those listening, I love pastors. I was one that tried, and it gave me a great love and respect for them. And there's so many pastors doing the deal. I mean, they're in the trenches day in, day out. And they're delivering the word, and they're building, and they're marrying and burying. And I love you guys, and I thank God for you. I just want to challenge those that have become soft or fearful. And look, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. And I would encourage all pastors, be willing to learn about spiritual warfare so you can engage in it with the authority of Christ. That's to right. See people under your care set free. I mean, I know a fellow who has been a Christian for many, many years, married, and he just cheated on his wife and actually moved out, took one of those hard turns and moved out. He knows other pastors. He's talking to people, but, you know, he just – caught in that rut. It's been going on since the summer. He came down to our leadership training center, and he brought his girlfriend, the one that he left his wife for.
Wow.
And he said, hey, you know, man, things are starting to get difficult. We're trying to figure this out. Can you pray for us? I said, I'd love to. And she was a sweet gal, and, you know, he's kind of messed up. I prayed for each one of them separately, that any demonic forces that would be assigned to him would be revealed and broken, they'd be set free. First, she went out like, oh, my gosh, thank you. Then him, this guy had a number of demons assigned to him. And you know what? We found out what the lies were. He heard it in his mind because we commanded the demon to tell this man what lies you've been telling that work. This man who has been an adulterer, left his family, guess what came out of his mouth? The demons are there to destroy his marriage. Mm. And he has been taken captive. And he dropped his head, and he goes, oh, my gosh, what have I done? I said, you've given into temptation. You've yielded to the lies and the whispers of the enemy. And sin will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. He goes, what do I do? I said, repent before God. Then you tell that young lady that you're shacked up with, you did her wrong, and you need ask her for forgiveness, and then break it off today. Then go home to your wife and apologize and ask her forgiveness and your children. Own it. Take responsibility for the actions you did and tell them you were under the influence of the wicked one, but you made the choice to listen and to do, and you just want to be restored to God. You want to be restored as a husband and father. And he goes, well, what if it doesn't work out? And I said, well, buddy, all men, not all marriages make it, but all godly men do. And all you need to do is seek God every day. If your wife wants to take you back, well, that'll be a miracle because she has the grounds for divorce.
Yep.
But I said, regardless of that, you need to keep seeking the Lord. Yep. Keep seeking the Lord. And, you know, to his credit, he contacted me just a day after that and said, hey, man, could you pray that I don't drink again?
Yeah.
Because I struggle. I said, absolutely. I said, I know this. Jesus doesn't like getting drunk. And his spirit is in you. So look at it that way. And you know what he said? He said this the day after all this happened. He goes, I can't believe how my reality was so twisted.
Yep.
I couldn't even see right from wrong.
Yep.
He goes, now I'm set free. So that's what I'm saying. This guy knew the word, but he just got bought into the lie, got sucked into deception, and then, you know, man, it about destroyed his life.
So
let
me build on that. I've only got like a minute or two. You're talking about showing men, and I know Eileen has her ministry, Women, what real true freedom is. For those that may not even know you or All Things Possible Ministries, just for a couple minutes, share what you do. You've got a new training center, and obviously victormarks.com is a website. But for listeners, give them a better understanding of the work that you do and how you come alongside men, women, couples as well to get them free and to follow the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, we have a leadership and training center up here in Colorado, Springs, Colorado, and God has blessed us with it. We're thankful. But we try to help people physically, emotionally, and spiritually because we believe those are all intertwined. The spiritual is the most important, but how do you apply that realistically? The other thing is, I mean, a lot of us are former military. I'm former Marine. My chief operations guy is former Delta with 1,000 missions, and he never lost a guy, right? Incredible monster hunter and incredible born-again believer. But we take people in, whether it's small groups of men, small groups of women, husband or wives. We do some specialized things, and there's other teams we'll bring in. But we help them. We go, hey, do you want to learn self-defense? Do you want to learn to be more comfortable? So we teach them empty-handed. We teach them edge weapons, shooting, you know, awareness. And then we move to the emotional part, if there's been any trauma that they're stuck on, how to forgive, right? And how to recognize what triggers you and why are you driven, right? And then the third and most important part is just when we pray. We share the word and we walk it out through our time, but then we pray and we really ask God to reveal any specific demonic entities that have been assigned to a person. And then we command that demon or evil spirit to clearly communicate the lies that they have told this person that they believe, and let it become the truth, which the Bible refers to as a stronghold. When that is revealed, then we ask for what the truth is, and then the Lord touches that person, cleanses them. I mean, it is the most supernatural and yet non-dramatic thing that we do outside of seeing people get born again. But even through this, as we pray for non-believers, many people do get born again.
Yeah.
Right there. Because I'll ask them, well, you are very aware that you just got delivered from a demonic entity that has oppressed you and tried to destroy your life. So you got delivered and free by the person of Jesus Christ. Would you like to surrender your life to him now? And you can't imagine how many guys right there when we go, yes, how do I do that? Oh, it's easy. Explain the gospel, boom. So, you know, the Lord has given this to us, and we're grateful for the training center. But we still do, very specific work of identifying those who have been affected by trauma and inserting risk to get them out of it and stop perpetrators and follow up with a justice piece. I mean, 72 hours ago, we recovered an 8-year-old girl that had been brutally raped and by this fella who nobody said could you know, get arrested or caught because he has wealth. And we took the girl into our safe house, and this man was arrested. And now we're doing the justice piece. But, yeah, I mean, we're in Southeast Asia. We're in the Middle East. We have an outreach center actually inside of an ISIS confinement camp called Camp Al-Hol. People can Google it. It's crazy that we're there. And, you know, our team lead has suffered attacks and then attempted murder, and yet they go right back into it to do the deal daily, to teach women and children about the goodness of God and how they can come out of the lifestyle of that ISIS mentality of hate. So there's a lot more things we do, but we've partnered with Focus on the Family, which is amazing. David J. Harris, Jr., a social media influencer, is one of our ambassadors. We have many, many groups that have teamed with us and ministries that have come alongside. World Challenge is another one, and that's David Wilkerson's ministry that he founded so long ago, and his son Gary took over it. I mean, we've got great partnerships, but we're uncompromising in what we do. We will not let any Christianese or cultural softness kind of try to fold its way in. And when people do wrong, all of us, our teams, we accept responsibility, we repent, we make right and move forward. Because there's a mission that God has put us on, and we won't stop until he comes back or takes us home.
Yep, amen. All of you that listen to this broadcast, you know Victor Marx is one of my dearest friends, and if you don't know anything about their multifaceted ministry, they do a number of different areas, and go to victormarx.com, M-A-R-X.com, support them, pray for them, get involved. The new training center is phenomenal. My wife and I were there just a few weeks ago. Victor Marx, M-A-R-X.com. Brother, thank you for today. I got a break, but let's have you back on very soon.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Victor Marx, more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. My thanks again to Victor Marx for being on the program. M-A-R-X, victormarx.com is their website. I'm going to be very brief because we're late. I've done this program for about 7.5, almost 8 years. And one of the areas I know I'm a little light in is in having guests on that are women, that have women's ministries. And it's something I pray a great deal about. Part of my struggle is I don't know a lot of women in ministry. But I want to let you know, if you're a woman listening right now, stay listening. We're going to take a break here in a moment. And then on the other side, there is a woman that I know a great deal about, and she has a heart for sharing with any women that want to discover your purpose or your calling. She has a ministry, and she has a brand new launch of a group that we want to tell you all about on the other side of this break. The group is called Influence Her Group. The website is influenceHerGroup.com. And when we come back, Kayla Francis will be my guest. So ladies, stay tuned. We've got a word for you. That's next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. My next guest is a dear friend and has been on the program before. She has a brand new ministry. It's kind of an outshoot of something else she started a few years ago. Her ministry is Influence Her, H-E-R, Influencer Group. Kayla Francis is my guest. Kayla, how are you?
Frank, I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. How are them two cute youngins doing?
Oh, they're well. They're keeping me busy.
That I know. I want to just jump right in. Maybe if you can, before we get into Influencer Group and what you're doing and what you're starting, I know a few years ago, you and I kind of have a similar heart. Mine for men, you're for women. You started something a couple of years ago, and then talk about now Influencer Group and what you're trying to do now.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as you said, I just have always had such a heart for women. And number of years ago, we started a women's conference, and you and I have talked about that many times because you've led the men's gathering so well, and so we've connected on that front. And as that conference just continued to grow, it was heavy on my heart that there was a new direction that this ministry needed to take, but I didn't know the time. I didn't fully have the confidence in what I was supposed to be doing. And with everything that's gone on this year with COVID, you know, not only the stopping of live events, but the time that that allowed me and the headspace that cleared just to stop and really pause and pray and seek God's direction. And so what we're doing now, Frank, is we've launched a brand new nonprofit organization, which, as you said, is called Influencer Group. And in short, our heart is just to serve and support women. And more specifically, we want to let them know that they were made by God for a purpose. And they were made by God for his purposes. And more specifically, what we're hoping to do is develop these online workshops that will feature a world-class faculty of women, that these women can come in and lead not only from their place of experience and expertise and education, but couple that with the truth and power of the Word of God and just help women recognize and step into their calling. And that's just what we're here to do, and we're excited about it. We're already in production and just looking forward to what's ahead.
Now, you're online, again, at influencergroup.com with an H, influencergroup.com. I know you're also on Instagram. You're in a fundraising mode, too. And I saw that among those on the board, you've got Sadie on your board, Sadie Robertson. Talk more about maybe needs that you have right now with the listeners, and then we'll get into the final, how they can get more information. But as you build this, what do you need from the listeners?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, prayer is just so important. Secondly, is sharing, following us along this journey. As you said, we are on Instagram. And as I said, we're pursuing a top-notch, world-class faculty. Like Sadie Robertson, we're in production with Nona Jones and a number of other just remarkable women. And so we're really just needing help funding the launch of this. So for the entire month of November, we have a matching donor who will match every gift that is made up to $75,000. And so we're really just seeking support. We want to, of course, capitalize on that opportunity. And so we're just asking people to sow into the ministry and consider supporting us in that fashion and helping us get off the ground so that we can get this content into the hands of women everywhere.
Kayla Francis is my guest. Her new ministry is Influencer Group, influencergroup.com. What are women struggling with? Obviously, that's an overgeneralized question, but obviously your heart is to point women to their purposes and their callings. Talk a little bit about the battle that women are up against.
Frank, I'm so glad you asked that, because that is something that is deeply personal to me. I mean, as you said, you and I are friends. So, you know, a little bit, a couple years ago, I won't go into great detail, but essentially I went through a really deeply painful period of loss and grief. And that time really kind of launched me into a season of wrestling with anxiety and PTSD and depression. And during that time, I was really wrestling with God, because I felt like, God, I want to serve you, but I feel so sidelined by how badly I feel right now. And essentially, I got in touch with some resources, again, from a world-class leader, but who used her experience, her expertise, to point to the truth of God's word. And through her teaching and support, I got so much better. And I share that to say, you know, that was my unique experience, but every woman, every man listening to this is wrestling with something. And we go through life, we face obstacles, whether that's in our marriage, whether that's in our finances, whether that's in our career, our health, our mental health. And the enemy would come in and use that to try to deter us and distract us from our calling. But God's word makes it clear that his power is made perfect in our weakness. And so I believe that when we're committed to stepping into our calling, to getting the right help, that those obstacles that women are facing will not just, they won't just be hindrances, they'll actually become a platform from which they can do the work of God. And so, again, I think all of our needs and our challenges are unique, but I think that the truth remains that God wants to use every bit of that for our good and for His glory. And Influencer Group is here to just serve and support women in the areas that they're struggling with, and help them leverage those for the kingdom.
Now, last question, in anything you want to share, you alluded to a dark season, and I know you've been through a lot, and here you are still on the other side saying, yes, I want to form this ministry, I want to bless women, I want to point them to their calling, et cetera, et cetera. What has the forming of this ministry, what has it taught you about the role of a God-fearing woman? And also, anything else you want to just throw into the mix, and I'll make sure and give your website out and point people to your website and your Instagram page and hope people give as well. But how has this helped you become a God-fearing woman? And then speak with the ladies listening right now about getting more involved in your ministry.
Sure. Well, yes, as I shared and as you just mentioned, I went through that really difficult season and felt like it was going to take me out of the game as a wife, as a mother, as a leader, as a woman of God. And the role of Christian women is to gather those around us in our homes, in our communities, in our world, and pull them towards the Lord and His truth. And I say that to encourage any woman who is going through something that you feel like has you sidelined or that you feel like you will never recover from. I'm here to tell you that you will, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through community, and through the support of other women of God and other people of God, you're going to be able to walk through that season and serve in such a powerful and profound way because of what you learned in that valley. I believe that. I have experienced that. And I know the Influencer Group would not be here in the way that it is if I had not learned the lessons that I learned in that season, and if I didn't have other godly women helping me along that journey. And so, again, we're here to just provide that to every woman listening, to women across the city of Los Angeles, and I hope the world. And so, as far as getting involved, I would just encourage you to log on to our website. As you said, it's influencehergroup.com. You can learn a little bit more. There's a video on there that will explain exactly what we're doing, how we're going to do it. And again, just consider supporting this launch through a financial gift, praying about it, and just sharing about it with your family and friends. And that would just be a tremendous blessing to us and to the women that we will personally be serving for years to come.
Workshops, classes, and ways by which you can become a stronger woman that loves the Lord. Kayla Francis' new ministry, Influence Her Group. .com is the website, and they also have a page up at Instagram at One and the Same. Kayla, we'll keep close and track this. Hope and pray many people will respond. Thank you for being so courageous in doing this. I know being on the front lines of ministry, there's a lot of spiritual attack, but I know you well, and I know your heart is to speak to women deeply in Christ, and I thank you for doing that, Kayla.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure and an honor, and I'm just so grateful for you as well.
Thank you. InfluenceHerGroup.com is the website. Ladies, get involved. You will be blessed. This is the Frank Sontag Show.